Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio by a couple of nice ladies from the American Cancer Society North Central Region. We have Janet Wortman, Senior Community Development Manager. Hi, Janet. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Really glad to have you here. You're here to talk about the Relay for Life, which we talk about every year, and what a neat thing. I've been involved personally in the Relay for Life many, many different times throughout my lifetime, and it's really a great signature fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. Tell me about the Relay for Life and what it's all about, in case somebody listening is like, you know, I've heard of it, but I don't really know a whole lot about it. Janet, fill us in.
Well, Relay is our signature event, like you said, and it's a walk.
Can we run it too if we want to, though?
Absolutely. You can walk, you can run. Yeah. We get together to celebrate, remember, and fight back against this ugly disease. 33 years ago, Dr. Gordy Klatt started, and he ran/walked for 24 hours because he wanted to feel like cancer patients feel. And the reason why our signature event was 24 at the time is because cancer doesn't sleep.
No, it doesn't.
And once you're diagnosed with it, you have it. And so we do that, and we get out, and we get out that day, and we celebrate, we remember, and we fight back. And it's amazing how many friends you can meet.
Isn't it great? Yeah. I mean, I love the friendship and just how everybody just comes together to support this and to support this this cause. So every relay, or each relay, Janet, is comprised of teams that raise funds in the months leading up to the event. And I'm going to touch on the dates right now because we have three of them coming up, and then we'll get a little more detail coming up in that. But there's events in June and July. There's three relays here in our listening area. June 8th and 9th is the Van Buren County. That'll be at Bangor High School.
Yep.
Then on June 22nd, it's Berrien County at Upton Middle School. And then July 13th is the Niles Buchanan. That'll be at the Apple Festival Grounds. We'll cover those dates again for you and tell you how you can find out more information a little bit later on. Janet, I have to share a story of why I'm personally involved in this and why I'm so much behind this. About 10 years ago, my oldest daughter was diagnosed with lymphoma. She was 26 at the time, and she's a survivor, thank God. She had to go through the treatment. But even before that happened to me, working at other radio stations, I was very much involved in the Relay for Life and other areas around the country as well, in Minnesota and even when I was in Texas a number of years ago. So I'm quite familiar with the event, and I support it 100%. But give me a breakdown, Janet, and you brought a guest in. Let's introduce who you brought first here, and then I want to talk about what actually happens at the relay. So introduce who you brought.
I brought in Ann Dunsing. She's one of my top volunteers for the Relay for Life of Berrien County.
Now, how do you get to the title of top volunteer, Ann? What does that mean?
I'm not sure if it's longevity or not, because I've been in it since not the first, but the second relay, which has been since 2019. So I think that's the longevity part of it.
Not 2019, because that's...
No, I'm sorry.
2019.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, we just want to make sure. But
it's been over 23 years ago.
23 years ago. Yeah, and I think some, you know, my kids think that long ago the world was in black and white, but that's another story. So Janet, Ann, tell us about what happens at the relay, during the relay event, of kind of what goes down.
Well, they try, the very first is the opening ceremony, and we try to get a speaker that's maybe had some type of cancer and has survived or knows somebody. It's about the caregivers also, you know. So that happens at 10 o'clock. And then the survivor brunch follows that. And we really need for more survivors to come out and join us this year.
Okay. And that's at each of the three events. It's pretty much the same schedule or the same outline for all three.
Yes, and that starts at 10 o'clock.
Yep, at each of the three events that we just mentioned, and I'll go through those with you in a couple of minutes again. But there's entertainment, there's music, there's fun activities, and it really symbolizes the battle waged around the clock by those, you know, facing cancer. Each event, now you mentioned the 24 hours, Janet. Is each event, it could go up to 24 hours if that's what people choose to, Ann or Janet?
It could, yeah. The Relay for Life of Bangor, they do have a full 24 hours. Most of the other events have gone to 12 hours, you know, just because it's a little bit easier. But by the time we get there, set up and stop walking and stop talking, you're almost at a 24-hour event. So it's really kind of cool.
But don't think that you have to be there in yourself and participate the entire 24 hours. You can kind of show up and do what you need to do and spend as much time there as you feel appropriate.
Exactly.
And but the event could go on for somewhere between 12 and 24 hours.
So. And you can come and go as much as you want. You can walk as many laps as you want. People think it's a relay event that they have to relay. That's not what it's about.
Yeah, there's no baton you're handing off.
Nope. You know, after the opening ceremony, we come out and we have games and activities and food vendors. And it's so wonderful to see high school kids playing football on the football field.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an amazing time. How people can come out and just support people. And the one thing as a survivor myself that I have found that when you come out, you realize that you're not alone. There's so many people that are there that support you and love you and understand what you're going through. And it's an amazing, amazing event.
Can I ask you a personal question, Janet? You said you're a survivor yourself. Did you at any point feel that you were kind of alone trying
Absolutely.
To deal with this?
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was first diagnosed, I felt like I was alone. I had a very, very small children, and they only gave me 6 months to live.
Wow.
It was a very large tumor in back. It started off as melanoma. When I woke up from my surgery, it was supposed to be a one-hour surgery. When I woke up, it was 12 hours later. The surgery took 12 hours, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't walk. And it was just devastating to know that. And then I went to my first relay event, and I just kind of sat back and watched it and just watched all the people coming around, people walking up to me and just loving me and wanting to know my story,
right?
Which I thought was amazing.
Isn't that great?
And I don't miss it. I don't miss it a year. I'm somewhere relaying.
Good for you. So, talking with Janet Wortman, senior community development manager, and Ann Dunsing, volunteer of the American Cancer Society North Central Region, about the Relay for Life, the three different ones coming up. So, this is a fundraiser. What happens with the funds raised at a relay event? Can you kind of fill me in on, assisting cancer patients?
We have all kinds of activities.
Some of the things go to the hope, for the patients that need families that need.
Just need help.
They need help.
Yeah,
they need help, but they also need a place to stay. So that's one big thing.
Yeah,
it's called Hope Lodge.
Hope Lodge.
I was going to say, free of reduced cost for lodging while in treatments, assisting patients. One of the big ones, my daughter, and I noticed you've got it in your notes here, is she lost all her hair.
Yeah,
so somebody was there to help out and donated a wig so that she was able to, for those that lose their hair. Connecting patients with personal health managers to kind of help them navigate their journey. I mean, there's a lot with more than 500 services, really.
Right.
This is all fantastic. Okay, so now we're at the point where I want to get into some of the more specifics. So, again, we're talking about the Relay for Life. There's three of them coming up in our listening area here in Southwest Michigan. The first one is June 8th and 9th, Van Buren County at the Bangor High School. The one in Berrien County, give me some specifics now. June 22nd, kind of break down where that's going to be in the times again, Janet or Ann, either one?
It will be at the Upton Middle School, and they're having it from 10 o'clock until midnight. And there's all kinds of things to do. I mean, we had someone last year built us a Ninja Warrior course.
Fun.
And that's going to be out there again this year because the kids just love that. We had robotics out there. That was an awesome thing. They were shooting out T-shirts. We had singers and entertainers out there. And, it's just a fun thing to come to.
We're going to have a dance team. play games, minute to win it games all day long. We're going to have specialty laps, like we're going to have a pajama lap, and we're going to have a bad hair lap, and we're going to have a hat lap, and just a backwards lap, and just all kinds of fun to make it fun. But one of the things that I'm very, very excited about is we're going to end at 10 o'clock, we do a luminary ceremony where we honor all the ones that have died from this ugly disease. And we're going to end it with a beautiful bonfire. And we're going to just lift up all the stars and all the stuff to heaven at the bonfire. We're going to go around the bonfires. And then we're going to get our sticks out, and we're going to get some s'mores kits out, and we're going to make s'mores and just have fun and be a community.
How can people get involved in this year's, any of the three relays? How can they get involved? What's the best place to get more information?
The one place they can is email me. It's janet.wartman@cancer.org. Very simple. Or an easier thing you can do is just go on the computer, type in Relay for Life. It'll ask for your zip code, and it'll come up with the closest ones to your zip code.
How easy is that? Fantastic. Some great information and looking forward to it. Janet Wartman, Senior Community Development Manager and Dunsing Volunteer, American Cancer Society, North Central Region, talking about the Relay for Life. Thanks, ladies, for coming in and sharing this important information.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you,
Thank
Ray,
you,
so
Ray,
much.
For having us.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.